Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right. So much going on. Just 2 days. A lot to catch up on. How was your weekend?
I was busy. This shelter-in-place thing's wearing me out, I'm just telling you.
Oh, I bet she's got you working that honey-do list.
Actually, well, now, she's doing her part, too. Let me tell you what.
Of course,
Mrs.
Yes.
Rogers is definitely a workhorse with regard to all the assignments as well. So.
Good. Good for you. Well, something very interesting is happening here. Remember the part where Trump said the cure could be worse than the disease?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're seeing some of that with Prisma Health. Did you see what just happened?
Yeah.
And the reason it happened is what is enormously frustrating. Prisma Health has announced furloughs. That means they're not firing people, but they're letting them go with no pay until they're needed, till further notice. Furloughs amid coronavirus crisis? What? Wait, what? Okay. The reason that they have to do that, I'm not blaming them.
Yeah.
This is one example of the gross and mass stupidity of how we're reacting to this thing. We have been reacting all the numbers that have been driving this, the forecast 1 to 2 million deaths, right? All of them now debunked, yeah. Right? But it's hard to turn a big ship around. And so what happened, you remember, was that these hospitals came under an enormous amount of social pressure to cancel their elective procedures, right? Because, I mean, we are going to have 1 million to 2 million deaths. And so we had to clear the deck, right? We had to clear the deck. There was going to be an overflow of patients. So elective procedures. So those are like, you need knee surgery, right? Well, your knee really hurts, but you're not going to die if you don't get it, right? That's an elective surgery. So they canceled all those. Said, no, can't do it. Sorry. It's a problem with that. Elective surgeries paid a bill for the hospital to operate.
Yeah.
And we kind of need the hospital to operate to keep this whole thing, you know, to keep the ship right and make sure things don't spin out of control like in Italy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? Being a good corporate citizen and all and being under incredible pressure, the media would have brutalized them if they didn't cut off elective procedures. You know, in anticipation of this 1 to 2 million deaths that everybody now agrees are not going to happen. And that was completely wrong. Well, they stopped the elective procedures. Well, that pays the bills.
In other words, they killed the goose that laid the golden egg.
Right. And so what happened was Prisma Health CEO Mark O'Hala on Friday night announced the hospital system is furloughing employees, which means they might take you back if they need you someday, but you're off the paycheck right now. So this is, we are literally furloughing employees in the middle of when we need everybody all hands on deck because we can't pay said employees because of the stupid fake numbers the media has used to drive panic. So if you are furloughed today from Prisma, you go ahead and thank the mainstream media for their lies, for their absolute inability, unwillingness, and your stubborn unwillingness to look at the trends, to look at the numbers, and to say, there ain't no way, no how 1 million Americans are going to die from this. Let's look around the world. But no, they wanted a good narrative. They wanted something scary for their ratings. So now we have a hospital system that's having to furlough staff because of these idiot recommendations. Ugh. This is just so crazy. This is from the email from Prisma Health CEO Mark O'Hala. They need to start doing elective procedures again is what they need to do. The number of elective cases, which generate a major portion of our income, has decreased dramatically in the past 2 weeks. He says, additionally, we are incurring significant new costs associated with the rapidly increasing number of COVID-19 patients who are seeking care from Prisma Health. Now, we know from talking to them, they're not overwhelmed by those. If they were overwhelmed, Lee, they wouldn't be letting these employees go.
Yeah.
They're letting them go because they can't do elective procedures because a bunch of people in the media gave out fake stats for a lot for 2 months. Maddening. It's just maddening.
Now, and as you said, though, they're not overwhelmed at this time. In fact, we've had some recent communication with some of their folks, and we've got some information you'll be hearing during our newscast and other programming that talks about the fact that they're not overwhelmed. Obviously, they're concerned. They're planning for, you know, if and when things get worse, but they are not overwhelmed at this time.
Okay, let's look at why they're not overwhelmed. We're going to spend a lot of time on this today because I got this right. I absolutely nailed this. Did you see because I watched the numbers, and anybody who watches the numbers, you don't even need any kind of statistics degree. It's simple common sense. Ninth grade class could figure it out. Not a million people were not going to die in this country, not given the rates of death in other countries. We've been over this exhaustively. Well, did you see what Anthony Fauci did yesterday? Dr. Anthony Fauci, probably the most visible member of the Trump crisis team.
Yeah.
Anthony Fauci, and I told you, the media's death projections were way off. The numbers they have been using to close down our economy were fake. Anybody who wanted to take a look at statistics could tell that. And so what Anthony Fauci just actually did, when he announced yesterday that 100,000 to 200,000 Americans could die from coronavirus, what he did was admit that the hysterical 1 to 2.2 million death projections the media was running with were off by a factor of 10. 1,000% off. Got it wrong. So instead of what he just did was walk back, walk the media back from the cliff with the 1 million to 2.2 million American death projections, say, well, it's going to be about 10% of that. Okay, the economy is shut down, businesses are shut down because of the hysterical 1 million to 2.2 million American death projections, Lee. So he just walked that back. They got it wrong. They were off by 1,000%. That's what I've been telling you. He will walk it back again. It's going to go lower than this. And I've got the stats to prove that today. But he's walking it back, walking it back, walking it back. So this is actually progress. Because now we're not lying to the American public anymore. We're not saying 1 million to 2.2 million deaths. We're being a little more honest, 100,000 to 200,000 deaths. That is a severe flu season. Fauci has always believed this, Lee. No matter what he said, because he put it in writing. He put it in writing on February 28th. He said the numbers in the end would be akin to a severe flu season. That's exactly the numbers he's putting out right now. He has known the whole time what this would be like, if you watch him closely. And yet, he allowed this hysteria to get out of control for over a month. It's maddening. And as little as we want to see, Lee, 100,000 to 200,000 deaths, we can handle that. We have before. That's why the system is not collapsing. I mean, just again, if you look at the 2017-2018 flu season, CDC estimates deaths for that 61,000 to 80,000. What is that? So what are these numbers that Fauci's putting out? Oh, my God, Tara, it's 100,000. No, that's a severe flu season. But look at all the cases. Look at them. We got them. Not even 100,000. No. How many cases of the flu do we average every year? Did anybody bother to look that up? 26 million.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, 26 million. We can handle that. Yes, that's why the system's not overwhelmed.
Well, look how many were infected with H1N1, swine flu.
300,000 hospitalizations.
Yeah, with 60-something million people actually infected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So people are like, where are the jammed up emergency rooms? Where are they? Well, because if you look at the numbers and you have the context, the media has denied you. See, unfortunately, most people think 100,000 deaths, well, that would be catastrophic. No, it's not. We can handle it. We don't want to see it. It obviously means that coronavirus is dangerous. However, we have handled this level of flu/infection before. So this is why literally we have the hospital system we need it to be healthy is being kneecapped right now with coronavirus stupidity And they were kneecapped by the media's hysterical 1 million to 2.2 million figure. Okay, I got it off my chest. I'm done. What do you think?
Well, that's what we're desperately in need of here is some folks who are looking at the data.
The context.
And speaking in context with these things instead of making these wild projections. I mean, we have seen so much of this through other government officials and other media outlets with regard to so many issues in front of this country for years now. And it seems like that we've always got a pattern here. We get things way overhyped, way overestimated, and then they have to dial it back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether you're talking about Russian collusion, whether you're talking about weapons of mass destruction, whether you're talking about poverty, whether you're talking about AIDS, whether you're talking about hunger, it seems like whatever the crisis is, that we have these dire predictions, way over the top predictions, and then we have to dial it back when we look at the reality of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the media just falls all over each other to do this. Okay, let's go back to this. It has been now 3 weeks ago that Brit Hume published, remember, on his Twitter feed, the actual death rates and how they were dropping. Oh, look, it's not 4. No, what? Nope, not 3, like we were told. No, look, not 2% either. Oh, look there. It's about 1%. But he never said it on the air. That's the pressure on the media right now. You literally cannot tell the truth about this on the air. You could lose your job. Trish Regan did.
Mm-hmm.
And she was dead right. She was dead right. This is not as deadly as they told us. She's still not back on Fox. You can't say that because it's the truth and the rest of the media will go wild on you. But that doesn't change whether it's true or not. So it was good to see Anthony Fauci walk this back. I guarantee you in the coming weeks, he will walk it back some more. Because we've got new numbers out of the UK that show this isn't even going to be as deadly as that. We look at real numbers here and analyze them. We don't use fake news. So there'll be more of that coming up. Plus your phone calls and your texts. I'd love to know from you, given that the death toll from this is now going to be just 10% of what the media told us a month ago, is it time to begin debating opening the economy back up? And how do we do that?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Here we go. Texture rates, want an economy back, then celebrate Easter. Folks, the state of the economy, I don't think the American people have been given a context that they need to understand the choice we're making right now. We literally are deciding that we will face a Great Depression. We'll be fine with that. It's cool. It's fine. It's all right. It'll be good. To stem a disease that is putting up numbers that are akin to a severe flu season. If we're going to choose that, if that's what we're going to do, okay, let's choose it. Let's choose it as a society, because what we're doing right now is making a choice by not making one. Let me just lay out just the smallest brush of what is not being talked about right now. The absolute unmitigated economic disaster we are courting. Because we got to choose. And we ought to choose with our eyes wide open. If we are going to go, you know what? The Great Depression wasn't that bad. We've seen the pictures. Those people look unhappy, but you know, we'll get through it. We've no idea what we're courting right now. We are still reacting as a society as if the 1 to 2 million American death projection numbers were real. They are not. When Fauci said over the weekend, as your humble host has been telling you for a month now, it isn't anywhere close to that. When Fauci said, well, 100,000 to 200,000 Americans could die, I pumped my fist in the air and went, finally! Because 100,000 Americans to 200,000 Americans dead of this, that is still high. That's way beyond what it's going to end up being. We know that from the numbers. I'm going to get that into that. I'm going to get into that later in the show. I will prove it to you. But we got to unwind the show slowly because there's a lot going on. When Fauci says this weekend 100,000 to 200,000 Americans dead, what is he doing? He's walking back for the first time the hysterical media numbers. I'm going to tell you why Fauci did it too. Not a fan of Fauci. Fauci has deliberately crashed this economy when he knew better, when he knew better about the numbers. But we'll get into why he's doing it. I'll give you a hint. Fauci doesn't want to be the man whose name it goes down in American history is associated with crashing the U.S. economy in a depression-style manner. He's got to walk this back. He's not helping Trump. He's helping Fauci. Fauci's been in it for Hillary first, then Fauci second. Now Fauci's stepping up to the line and going, nah, yeah, because at some point, he's got to admit the 2 million deaths aren't showing up. Neither are the 1 million deaths. He's got to admit that as if he discovered it. That's why he did it over the weekend. So this 100,000 to 200,000 death projection, folks, do you know what this is? It's a walk back. It's Fauci saying the media got the death projections wrong by a factor of times 10, 1,000%. And I've known it for weeks, but I'm just going to admit it now. Sorry about your economy. Okay, but we can work with that. We finally have the truth. We are still reacting as a society as if the 1 to 2 million death projections were real. They are not. Let me tell you what the cost of that is. Let me tell you what the cost of that is. Let's just look at two industries right now. TSA, right? They do checkpoint stuff, right? So we have travel numbers from that. Okay, according to the TSA's latest checkpoint travel numbers, 203,858 people were screened at checkpoints across the U.S. on March 26th. 200,000 people flew in the U.S. on March 26th. What was it a year ago, same day? 2.4 million. Air traffic is down by 90%. That's just the airline industry. Well, you think that's going to add up to, oh, probably nothing. They'll just, they're rich. They'll just refire it. No, they won't. No, understand what we're choosing. Mass bankruptcy, mass business destruction. In territories we have never seen in this country, some not even during the Great Depression. What's that going to add up to? Oh, I don't know. Do I have the sniffles? This is where we are. I'm going to get into the restaurant industry next. What's left of it. And when I read this, you're going to see why Trump extending this through the end of April. This is total political pressure. He had to do it. They'll blame him for every single death, hysterically. But I got to tell you what. Wait till you hear what this is going to do to the restaurant industry. These are just two industries, folks. We think we can just, you know, sort of live like this. We can't.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, On List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, texter writes about Trump. Can you imagine how they would roast him if he opens the country back up? That would never stop. And they would convince the uninformed that he doesn't care about the people. Terry, I couldn't agree more with 99% of it views on current events, but I think if Trump has to extend the guidelines due to political pressure, I think it's the best thing he could do for his reelection and best thing for long-term future of the country. This is a really bad situation, literally, while the economy burns. And I don't think the American people, because they just haven't been, it hasn't been explained to them, understand that the trade off they're making. And it is a devastating one. I mean, we just read the airline stats, right? Air travel in America is down 90%. 2.4 million on March 26th last year. This year, 203%. 203,000. Down from 2.4 million. Airlines can't continue like that. They'll crash and implode. I guess we don't really care about that, though. It's not important. Neither is the state of restaurants. I mean, look at this. This is from Zero Hedge. The industry has never experienced anything like this before. We are in uncharted economic territory, and nobody seems to care. 3% of all restaurants in the U.S., this is according to the National Restaurant Association, 3% of all restaurants in the U.S. have already closed permanently. They're gone. That is a bloodletting. Oh, but that's only the beginning. 44% of operators have temporarily closed their restaurants, and another 11% anticipate they will permanently close within 30 days if this continues. Well, Trump just extended it another 30 days. Whoa. Are you saying that we could lose 15% of our restaurants by the end of April? Yeah, but who cares? Let's go to the other ones. Yeah, where do you think the people who worked in those restaurants are going to go? All of them. Middle management, upper management, food distribution. Part-time workers, full-time workers, wait staff, kitchen staff. Oh, well, you know, as long as they don't get sick. Okay, cool. Yeah, that'll work. Folks, this is not, well, you know, it's just tough right now. No, this has never been seen in the restaurant industry. What will this look like? Let's debate it. Maybe we want to live through the Great Depression. And if we do, awesome. I'm on board. I am on board. But you got to understand what we are talking about here. Dr. Anthony Fauci, along with the head of the CDC and the head of the NIH, on February 28th, said that in the end, the death toll from this, February 28th, would be like a severe flu season. The numbers he is putting up right now, they're still inflated. He'll bring them down again over the next couple of weeks. He will, because we have seen numbers like this nowhere in the world. I'm here to tell you 100,000 Americans are not going to die of COVID-19. We would have to, for that to happen, we would have to do a worse job of handling it than Iran, Spain, and Italy. Do you think that's going to happen? No. No, it's not. We're going to have 100,000 deaths from this. Okay. How many are we at right now? 2,500. About the same as Spain, a country many times smaller than this one. 2,500. We've seen again 23,000 now we're up to from the flu. Dead this year, just this year. Or 2,500 COVID deaths. I'm sure that number will go up. I have no doubt it will not hit 100,000. It's not gonna. Unless there's some new wave that nobody in the world knows about. It's not gonna. But this was a huge walk back. This is helpful. We went from making decisions based on this death toll that has now been debunked and is fake, 1 million to 2 million Americans dead. Now we're down to, well, maybe it'll be 100,000 to 200,000. They just decreased their death projections by 1,000%. And yet we are still acting toward the economy as if the old death projections were still in place. We are now at a severe flu season level. And I mean, again, I'm here to ask you, CDC estimates the death toll from just the 2017-2018 flu season 1 year was 61,000 to 80,000. We did none of this. You heard nothing about it in the news. I'm using this for context. So given that we didn't care when we had up to 80,000 people die, why do we care now enough to shut our economy down? Maybe we should. Maybe we should have shut the whole economy down 2017-2018. Maybe we should have. Maybe we were wrong. And look, if the public consensus is we were wrong, okay, let's go have a Great Depression. Let's have it. Let's do it. Let's bring it. But let's understand what we're choosing, because we don't right now. We don't. I mean, I had the hysteria on my Facebook page over the week. Oh, Fauci said, oh my God, 100,000 going to die. Yeah, all right. Okay. All right, 100,000 going to die. Yes, the number of cases is terrible. All right, let's do it right now. Let's go on the John Hopkins Corona site. Let's look at that. Let's look at this and let's put this in perspective. Yes, that's bad. It's very scary. We don't want to see a thing like that. Right now, we're looking at 143,055 cases in the U.S. What do we average annually for the flu again? How many cases in America? 26 million? Oh, okay. And we have how many cases right now? 143,000. How many flu cases we usually have? 26 million. Okay. Well, you know, maybe we should shut the economy down for 5 to 6 months every year. Maybe we ought to do that run of, you know, going forward. But let's make a decision based on facts, not hysteria. We are not thinking right now. We do not understand what we are choosing. All right, I'm done. Got a lot more news to go over. I can't stand to watch this economy wrecked. I can't stand the fact that my husband was on the phone with a very successful business owner over the weekend who we know, a friend of ours. And this is a kind of a big, burly guy. And he was trying not to cry. His business is done. He's done. He was thriving a couple months ago. And oh well, who cares? Anyway, that's, what does it matter? It's just the economy. It's okay. Boy, folks, you know what? We're about to get a firsthand lesson what the Great Depression was like. We have no idea. We think it'll be just fine. It'll be okay. It's going to be fun. We'll just keep binging stuff on Netflix. It'll be good. Texter rates. Trump needs to claim 2 million lives saved by this decree. He also needs to claim thousands of lives saved by limiting the spread of the normal flu. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Go for it. If we're going to wallow in fake news, let's go all the way. Texter writes, my competition is doing his show from home via a Comrex box that's dropping out and breaking out intermittently. Yeah, I have one of those at my house. I have begged to come in here every day. I am sitting in the studio. Until they block me from the door, I will come into the studio every day and I will be here for you. I've gone up the chain of command with management and basically said, look, I'm unique in this building in that I come into a studio. I'm by myself in the studio. I don't sit in the studio with my producer. You know, and I even promise, look, I will wear gloves in and out of this building. I am going to come in here if I have to crawl on my hands and knees. I am not letting this stop me. This is ridiculous. When we have something worthy of me staying home, I will stay home, but we are not there yet. Not for something with a death toll on the range of a severe flu season. Give me a break. Texter writes, hey, Tara, many of those restaurant workers will be headed south of the border. At the rate we're going, I know. You mean home? Yeah, I know. Texter writes, flu season is ending. COVID-19 is just getting started. Well, we don't know that. We don't know what the warm weather is going to do. And it's a blessing that flu season is ending. It frees up the capacity we were using for the flu to treat this. That's a good thing. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm a professional fire protection engineer licensed in many states, including South Carolina. If I overcalculated a risk by 1,000%, I'd lose all my clients immediately and all of them would be justified to go after my licenses. I know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Meanwhile, fake news, fake coronavirus news continues to crumble. Remember this last week? Boy, I gotta give this credit to Lee Rogers because he nailed this last week. You know how Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, does those press conferences from the stock center there? He's got all those supplies behind him and you're watching him scream about how he doesn't have supplies. And you're like, dude, aren't there supplies behind you? Well, you remember Governor Andrew Cuomo drove absolute hysteria last week in the media when he said his people were going to die because Trump had not sent enough ventilators. And he claimed that Trump had only sent 4,000 ventilators, 400 ventilators. It was actually 4,000, but he said that was not enough and that he was going to have to choose who was going to die. I mean, they were going to have to choose who was going to die. It was going to be terrible because it's just not enough ventilators.
What am I going to do with 400 ventilators when I need 30,000? You pick the 26,000 people who are going to die because you only sent 400 ventilators.
All right. We pointed out the mathematical problem with that. There were only 28,000 coronavirus cases in New York at that time, according to the New York Times. So it might be true. Just 12% of those cases would ever result in a hospitalization. And of those, only 23% would need a ventilator. So what Cuomo was doing is pretending he needed a ventilator for each person who gets coronavirus. Even the New York Times admits that's not true. Not by a mile, but it sounded good. It was a good talking point. You could scare people with it. So the media ran with it because they lie. They thrive off your panic and the destruction of the economy. But did Cuomo really need ventilators? No. Turns out Lee Rogers was right. Headline. Governor Cuomo admits stockpile of thousands of unused ventilators. What? Whoa, you mean the whole time he was terrifying people that, you know, if you get sick, you won't have a ventilator? You mean the whole time he's sitting there on a stockpile of unused ventilators? Yes, he was. And was forced to admit that on Friday. Quote from Cuomo, yes, they're in a stockpile because that's where they are supposed to be. God, they lie. Because we don't need them yet. We need them for the apex, and the apex isn't here. So we're gathering them in a stockpile. Yeah, the apex hasn't arrived because y'all are still operating off the old fake news media death projections that aren't going to happen in this lifetime. Cuomo's comments demonstrate there is not an immediate shortage of ventilators in the city, despite alarming reports, you think? Quote, we don't need them today because we're not at capacity. You're not at capacity? Dude, I thought it was end times. You're not at capacity in New York. What? Hold on. Let's go back and listen to Cuomo.
What am I going to do with 400 ventilators when I need 30,000? You pick the 26,000 people who are going to die because you only sent 400 ventilators.
Oh, what a drama queen. We don't need them today because we're not at capacity today, he admitted. That's why they're not deployed, because they're not needed. The governor had repeatedly complained that the federal government is not sending enough ventilators to New York. What, he wants us to fill up all the warehouse space with them? It's not like anybody's using them. How selfish is this? Stockpiling ventilator? You know what I want to know? Are the ventilators in that warehouse in the boxes he sits in front of while he screams that people are dying because there's no ventilators. This is so unfair. This terrifies people who are not media savvy. I have neighbors that are afraid to let others cross their property line right now. I mean, they are literally terrified by this stuff. It is wrecking the economy. Can you imagine if Trump had told a lie on that scale about ventilators like Cuomo did? Cuomo's being called presidential. Is that how a president behaves? Terrifying the public while sitting in front of unused ventilators stored in warehouses because they're not at capacity and don't need them? Is that how a president behaves? That's how a really bad person behaves. Texter writes, check out Dr. Burke's comments. 2 million deaths are back in the talking points. Actually, she walked us back from those. We had that audio last week. I was way ahead of everybody else on it. Texter writes, should I pay my mortgage, car, credit cards this month? I don't know. Can you afford to? Maybe you pay them while you still can. And finally, Texter writes, when did it become the duty of federal government to supply hospitals? Well, no, see, it wouldn't be if a Democrat was in office. But see, if the Republican is, then there is that duty.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.